Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now here's today's message.
I think Jesus understood that, and in understanding that it really wasn't personal, that Peter just wanted to save himself, he was probably more easily able to forgive Peter for the offense. And yet, sometimes people really are aiming to be malicious against us. In these cases, do we believe that we really cannot forgive them? Or, again, are we choosing rather not to forgive? Well, let's consider God again. We know that we have done malicious things against God, and that He has completely and entirely forgiven us. So God has chosen to forgive us. In light of that, then, doesn't that mean that no matter what anyone does to us, even if it is really bad or malicious, that we can choose to forgive them just like God? Certainly. But I think it takes a surrendered state. It takes a person who is surrendered in everything as pertains to this world to truly, completely, and entirely forgive everyone. I mean, people can take things away from us. They can permanently damage our lives. So we have to be surrendered in everything about our lives if we are going to forgive them.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.